it's like just after 1 in the afternoon. Shut up, Mum. And I am just a little bit annoyed with my dad. Still Sunday. Let's see if I can get... Yeah, 1:30. Right, so my dad came over yesterday and he said, oh, do you want to come over tomorrow? We might do a barbecue if it's nice weather. And I was like, yeah, why not? I feel much better, so I might as well. So he said, fine, we'll pick you up after church. So church usually finishes between 12 and 20 past 12. So they would have been here by probably about 12:30, 1:30. But this morning, at exactly 9:33, he texted me, or he rang me firstly, but I didn't hear my phone. So he texted me saying that they will pick me up within 2 hours. And I replied at 10:33 exactly, which is exactly an hour after, saying okay, because that's when I looked at my phone. So I thought, oh, I've got an hour to get ready. So I went to have a shower. And all that shit. And I got ready. Thinking, if he said 2 hours, then he's going to be here probably about 11:30. And he isn't. So within 2 hours, I don't fucking have a clue what he meant. It's already 4 hours. 9:30 to 10:30, 11:30, 12:30. Yeah, since he texted me. So I texted him probably about 20 minutes ago saying, where are you? And he hasn't replied. And I literally just rang and he hasn't picked up. He's probably doing something, but it would have been really nice and mature to text me saying he's going to be late because he's doing something. So I'm just sitting on the sofa looking at what's happened still. And I'm counting to 100. I had a shit day today. Shit beginning of the day. Because my washing machine decided to flood my kitchen. It hasn't flooded the whole kitchen, it only flooded the cupboard. The tube that's attached from the washing machine to the sink, I had problems with it right from the beginning because this sink is a bit weird and the tube wouldn't stay on it properly. So, like, my mum's boyfriend, he tried to put it in different positions and he put a silicone on it a few days ago. And it was all right. It was dripping a little bit. Not every single time I did washing, but it was fine. And then he moved it yesterday, and I don't know what he did to it. Not yesterday. Yesterday. Or maybe the day before. And I don't know what he did to it. But I put my dress, one of my dresses in. And I put it on quick wash. And quite a lot of water came out of it, so I stopped it. I paused it and I've turned it off, so there's still water in the washing machine. But I had to take everything out of the cupboard under the sink and wipe it and then wipe the whole cupboard. And I've got probably about 15 cloths and all my cloths are wet on the radiators. So I'm not very pleased with that. So I need to ask my dad to try and sort it out because it pisses me off. So I'm getting a bit hungry. I didn't have breakfast. I had crisps instead. Very healthy. And a bar of chocolate. But I thought I'm not going to eat after that because I started feeling hungry probably about 11:30, 11:00. Because I assumed I would be eating by now, but obviously I'm not because they're not here yet. So I might have to go and spend Tess again because she had a shit and everything when was it about 9-ish. Yeah, probably about 9-ish. So that's 4 hours ago. Yeah. So nearly 5 hours. Yeah, I might have to take her for a wee. Bless her heart. I'm gonna go and do that now. But yeah, I'm not very happy. I would never do that to anyone. Right, so I just rang my dad's girlfriend. I took Tess out for a pee. When I was walking back, I rang her. And I wasn't very happy. But my dad said that in the text, he said, we'll pick you up at 2. But I read it as, we'll pick you up in 2 hours. So there's Polish language for you there. So they should be here soon. they're in town or something. So that was my mistake. So, yeah, I'll get a slap. I'll slap myself for it. I could have slept for an extra 2 hours or something, but no, I had to misread the fucking text. But anyway, have a good Sunday, guys, and I shall speak to you soon.